Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Farwell, one word that describes the nuns you knew when you were growing up.
Holy.
Holy.
Actually mean, too. Sister Helene in grade 4, holy Hannah, was she tough.
These nuns we're about to tell you about are probably some of the coolest, most hipster, calm nuns that you could ever imagine or envision. We'll tell you about the Sisters of the Valley, who call themselves nuns, but they're not traditionally religious. They will take women who want to have a sisterhood from any religious background. And their beliefs are of a higher power, and that a religious order is not necessary to be part of their spiritual quest. What is necessary for the Sisters of the Valley, however, is to have something to pay for their spiritual quests. And they do that by producing salves and tonics made with marijuana or cannabis. More specifically.
Okay, so these nuns grow pot.
That's right.
All right, that's good.
That's right. They produce a variety of products, and the plants don't contain THC, which is that's the substance in marijuana, which gives people the high, but they have all the benefits of the hemp plant. You know, they've been using hemp for thousands of years.
Absolutely.
To make rope and material.
It's got to be in the Bible somewhere.
Oh, I think it probably is. They have found out that their salve, this salve they sell on Etsy, which is the site where you can sell all homemade kind of products.
It's like the eBay of homemade products.
It's really great. It's a great place to go. They have found that their salve cures migraines, hangovers, earaches, diaper rash, toothaches, and much, much more. Some of the oil takes away seizures and a million other things. Now, of course, we're not giving you medical advice, nor are we doctors. However, I trust the marijuana nuns more than I trust the pharmaceutical rep trying to shove some Xanax down my throat. I'm not going to lie.
Well, how do they get along with the, school sisters of Notre Dame, for example, who want you to pray away all that ails you? This is a pretty, there's got to be a battle going on between these two sides, isn't there?
Well, I don't know, because I think that these Sisters of the Valley, which sounds too close to like Children of the Corn for me. Sounds like a horror movie.
Or some female rap group, the Sisters of the Valley.
No, Polly, don't. Just because they grow weed doesn't mean that they're gangster nuns.
Sisters of the Valley does seem fitting.
It does.
Because if you're going to go into the valley, you're going to you're going to find the weed.
But so this the oil, the cannabis oil and the tinctures that they're selling, upwards of $128 on Etsy. And then, of course, they grow sage, too, so that you can do cleansing ceremonies in your own home with the sage bundles, which are lovely. I like the sage bundles. Those are more affordable, just $7 for the sage. But don't get mixed up. When the sage comes to your house and you light it, it's not weed. It's just sage.
Right. Just
careful. $128 for a bottle of cannabis oil. I know a guy in Cambridge who gave it to you for $25.
There you go. Now you got it. Now you've upset this. Now they're going to, Sisters of the Valley, there's going to be a turf war between the Sisters of the Valley and your guy in Cambridge.
I'm just kidding. I don't know any
man,
guys
oh
in
man.
Cambridge. That was a joke.
I want to know what their convent looks like. Are they all living in a convent with that kind of money they're raking in on their dope dealing?
They look like nuns, but they're not, but they don't, they look like nuns. Like they have on some sort of habit, you know.
Yeah, they have a habit, all right. Every day at 4:20, they indulge in it too.
There's something about this picture of the nun and the marijuana plant, though, that's just not right. It's not right.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.